The Truth About the Talmud by High Priest Jake Carlson. Jesus Christ, Christians, and Christianity are hardly ever mentioned in the Talmud, despite the mistranslations that are available to the deluded Christians who believe that the Talmud is a conspiracy against Christ and Christianity. The truth is that the Talmud is a conspiracy, but it is a conspiracy against the pagan Gentile peoples. Despite the fuss that the Christians have made for centuries about passages in the Talmud that allegedly blaspheme Christ, the Jesus of Nazareth character is supposedly mentioned only once in the later editions of the Talmud, and he is cited, "I have come not to destroy the law of Moses," Matthew 5:17. There is nothing anti-Christian about Christ in the Talmud. However, members of the militant Christian death cult insist that the Talmud contains numerous blasphemous references to Jesus and the Christian religion. The truth is that Jesus and Yeshua were very common Jewish names during the era when Christ's fictitious life was supposed to have taken place. Some sources say that the references to a man named Jesus or Yeshua existed around either 100 BCE or 100 CE, which, according to Christian tradition, is not the time of their beloved Jewish Nazarene. Many Jews do not believe in Jesus the Christ because they know that he is fictitious and that they invented this Jewish character for the Gentiles to grovel before as worthless sinners and to prepare them for the coming of the official Jewish Messiah who unites all of the Jews in the world, brings judgment and damnation upon the Aryan peoples, and enslaves the rest of Gentile humanity. The Talmud has been mistranslated during the Middle Ages and was twisted and distorted in regards to a certain Jesus the Nazarene. For those who are deluded by Christian identity, the Sovereign Lord of all the world mentioned as the Universal King of the Jews in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion would be the long-awaited Jewish Messiah and would be none other than the second coming of Christ to the Christians. The Jewish people have the Gentiles over a barrel with their greatest trick, which is Christianity. This is why Christians are so confused and fooled a lot of the time. Christianity is completely foreign and alien to Gentiles, and as we are naturally pagan. Shabbath 116a, page 569, from the Talmud reads, "Jews must destroy the books of the Christians." This quote from the Talmud was added later on, and its purpose is to confuse Gentiles who have fallen for Christianity. The term Christian is a forgery, as the original wording would have been Gentiles or heathens, i.e. idolatrous goyim. This much later interpolation came from Christians who were later given access to the Talmud so they could do some editing. The Jews allowed for this, of course, to once again make it look like liberal, Christ-hating Jews versus conservative Christians. As for any great Jewish lie to succeed, they have to pretend to be against something in order to give their programs more power. If you read on, you will learn that it is actually Satan and his demons that the Jews are cursing and blaspheming, and not the Nazarene. This may be way over many heads, but misconceptions about the Talmud's alleged hatred of Christ and Christianity must be addressed. Shabbath 116a does not refer to Christians or the Christian Jewish book of the New Testament. If the New Testament is actually read rather than talked about, people would see that it actually praises the Jews, Israel, and Jewish heroes and patriarchs much more so than the Old Testament. In John 4:22, Christ himself states, "Salvation is from the Jews." How much more damning of a statement can be indoctrinated into the Gentile collective unconscious than that? Christ was on a mission to unite Israel with all the world's Jews and to destroy the Aryan spirit and to treat the other nations of the world as soulless beasts of the field. It is obvious that the Shabbath 116 passage is stating that the Jews must destroy the books of the pagans. Look at how the Jews claim to be against Christianity, and yet the Bible is the book that the Jews publish the most and is published. History will testify that it was the Jews who destroyed pagan libraries and corrupted what was left. Millions upon millions of innocent Gentile men, women, and children were not mass murdered for being Christians, but for being pagans. And I also want to intercept something here. The Jews used the Christians and the Muslims to do their dirty work for them, like they always use Gentiles to fight their wars for them, and butchering and slaughtering their own peoples that are pagan, like in the Inquisition. And the Jews were running the Inquisition, but I'm talking about like the Druids and everything. In India, they used the Muslims to destroy Buddhism, and they had more trouble with Hinduism because Hinduism was not centralized in India. They didn't have a bunch of Hindu pagan temples. But I'm just saying it was the Jews that used the Christians, like, to burn those libraries and everything. And then, of course, the Gentiles are always left holding the blame for that crap. But it was the Jews that were behind them and used them to do such things. In the Al-Jilwa, Satan says, "Do not give them, Jews, Christians, Muslims, your books, lest they alter them without your knowledge. Learn by heart the greater part of them, lest they be altered." That's a quote from Satan. Satan is the god of the Gentiles, and if his own people would take heed to what he has told us and what he still tells us when he communicates with us, the Jews would have already been eradicated. Here are some quotes that indicate whether it was Christ who is mentioned in the Talmud or not, other than being cited once. One might think that there would at least be reference to the historical Jesus in the text of the Jews who were known for record-keeping. Yet such is not the case. Despite all the frantic pointing to the references to Jesus ben Pandira, who reportedly lived during the 1st century BCE, or other Jesuses mentioned in Jewish literature, the story of Jesus ben Pandira, for example, related that a century before the Christian era, a magician named Jesus came out of Egypt and was put to death by stoning or hanging. However, ritual or judicial executions of this manner were common, as were the name Jesus and the magicians flooding out of Egypt. Even if Ben Pandira were real, it is definitely not his story being told in the New Testament. The Jews never knew about Jesus Christ of the Gospels until they invented this character for Gentiles to waste all of their time, mind, body, soul, and money towards. By saying that Jesus Christ came in the flesh and that he will return, gives the Jews all the more psychic power from the Gentiles who have fallen for the Jewish program of Christianity to bring about their Messiah. If only Gentile Christians knew that their object of worship would be the funeral wreath of humanity instead of its Savior. Despite claims to the contrary, the Jewish composition of the Talmud rates as worthless in establishing the existence of Christ and the historicity of the Gospel tale. The supposed references in the Talmud, largely consisting of unflattering commentary about Jesus, are all too late to demonstrate anything more than traditions passed along decades to centuries later. Furthermore, some of the passages cited do not even seem to refer to the Gospel Jesus at all. Furthermore, Jewish scholar Solomon Schechter observed that Jewish texts composed during the time of Jesus' advent contain not a single reference to the supposed founder of Christianity. A radical position is represented by Johann Meyer, who maintains that not only the Mishnah, but also both Talmuds lack any authentic direct mention of Jesus of Nazareth. His conclusion is that even the original text of the two Talmuds never mentioned Jesus of Nazareth. All such references to Jesus are interpolations inserted in the Middle Ages. Therefore, the Talmud is worthless as a non-Christian source of demonstrating the historicity of the Gospel tale, and does not much add acceptable material for our quest to find out who Jesus was. Now here is how the Jews have used and abused pagan deities to compose the Christ character. In the story of Dionysus is to be found not only these various significant correspondences to biblical characters in the Christ myth, but also an apparent explanation of the tale of Jesus ben Pandira or Panthera, who was supposed by many to represent the historical Jesus. This Jesus, or Joshua ben Pandira, is found only in the Talmud. In the story of Dionysus or Bacchus, the god is reborn as one of the twins suckled by a female panther, hence his title Son of a Panther, the same as Ben Panthera. As the god of Nyssa, Dionysus came out of Egypt, and his moniker was I-H-E or I-E-S in Latin, hence Jesus Ben Panthera may have been a reference to Dionysus. Jesus Pandira is not the gospel Jesus. Here we see that it is the pagans and not the Christians that are being attacked by the Jews. In addition, it has been a common belief among many who are deluded that the Jewish term Akkam means Christians. This is not the case. Akkam is a reference to pagans, and it is an attack on those who are polytheistic and serve the gods of the Gentiles and observe the planets, stars, and the zodiac. The Jews use the occult power in a liberal way to enslave Gentiles, but the Gentiles are forbidden from using any occult powers according to Christian tradition. The tractate Avodah Zarah deals with Gentiles, but the reference is to pagans rather than Christians. It specifically mentions as their holidays pagan Roman celebrations such as Calends and Saturnalia. Pagans were referred to as Akkam, which is an acronym for worshippers of stars and astrological signs. Jewish law books have some very unkind things to say about these heathens. The Jews confiscate everything of their enemies, i.e. pagans, in order to take over the world. I must interject here that the story of Christ and his 12 labors, or stations of the cross, were not only stolen from the story of the Greek demigod Hercules, but also are based upon the 12 signs and labors of the sun through the zodiac. This is why it is said that the Nazarene is a Jewish archetype to replace our Aryan sun gods, who have been demonized as monsters in order to keep us away from them, and our creator god Satan. What the Jewish archetype of Christ does, it collects all of the Gentiles' racial memories of our sacred gods and our collective archetypal racial memories of the sun, personified by 18 or more crucified pagan gods who were all born of a virgin, who lived their lives, died at the hands of a betrayer, and were resurrected. All of this is symbolic, in order to usher in the Jewish Messiah by using and abusing all of this powerful psychic energy in the mass mind of non-Jews. The life, death, and resurrection are all allegories of the spiritual process of the magnum opus of turning lead into gold and therefore man into godhood. The Nazarene idiot is a concept that was created to confuse and distract the Gentiles. Just look at how many denominations of Christianity there are, keeping Gentiles fighting against Gentiles. The Nazarene is a false deity that has been used to replace all of the original pagan gods as well as true spirituality. When the Talmud states that the Gentiles worship that man as God, Christians are deluded into believing that that is a reference for Christians in Christ. Nothing could be further from the truth. Secondly, the rivals of the Jews were pagans, not Christians. The reference to that man in the Talmud is about the end of the age of Pisces, when Gentiles start denouncing Christianity and return to their pagan roots. That man is none other than Satan, the creator god of the Gentiles. The Jewish name Yeshua is not an attack against Christ, but against the one who has been slandered, cursed, bound, and turned into a hideous monster in order to keep his own creation away from him. Yeshua means, may his, Satan's, name and memory be blotted out. Moving on to one of the biggest stumbling blocks that the Jews have created to make Christians believe that Balaam in the Talmud is a secret code word for Jesus Christ. Balaam, the alleged prototype for Christ, was not the fictitious Nazarene, no matter how much Christians rant and rave about this misunderstanding. Sanhedrin 106b reads, "Sectarian said to our Chanina, do you know how old Balaam was? Our Chanina replied, it is not written, however it says, Psalms 55:24, men of bloodshed and deceit will not live out half their days. He was 33 or 34. The heretic said, you said well, I have seen the chronicle of Balaam, and it said, at 33 years, Balaam the lame was killed by Pinchas, Phineas, the robber. Here we have the goetic demon Balaam, who is one of the original gods of the Gentiles, whose father is Beor. Sounds a lot like the goetic demon Beor that is being maligned here. The Christians believe that the above passage from the Talmud is blaspheming the Nazarene, and that Pinchas is Pontius Pilate who slew him. This is a falsehood. Although it is said that Balaam only lived for about 33 years like Christ, we have an entirely different individual than the Nazarene. The Nazarene performed sloppy miracles, but never told anyone except for the Jewish people how to do them. The phony Christ character was weak. All he knew were a few lousy parlor tricks. When a Gentile such as Balaam has and uses occult power, he is in big trouble with the Jews, as occult power is one of God's gifts to the righteous Jews to destroy all Aryans, with the Jews taking over the world and keeping all of the other Gentile races as their slaves and property. Although the Nazarene is the Jewish Messiah, the Jews who reject him do so most of all because they know that they created this fool for the Gentiles to use up all of their psychic energy towards, in order to bring about the universal King of the Jews' real official advent. The Jews do not fall for their own lies, with the exception that the very first Jews were Christians. Okay, and another thing I want to add here, the 33 years, that has to do with the Kundalini serpent and the 33 esoteric vertebrae of the spine. So that's probably where they got that too. Okay. Balaam, who also appears in the Old Testament, was a Gentile sorcerer whose mission was to curse Israel and the Jewish people. This is why Balaam was killed. On the other hand, Christ worked for Israel, with him being an ambitious Jew himself. With that being said, it is clearly not Jesus Christ that the Talmud is referring to. Here is a quote about the god Balaam who is mentioned by the Jews in the Old Testament. Balaam was a Gentile prophet whose prophecies are recorded in Scripture. However, he was famous as a soothsayer who would pronounce a curse for money. The Mosaic law strictly prohibited these practices, but then Balaam wasn't a Jew. He was a Gentile. Balaam was responsible for the death of 24,000 Jews. He was the pawn of Baal. He was the friend of anti-Semitism. The moral of the story of Balaam is that Israel overpowered his curses against the Jews, as Israel turned his curses into blessings for Israel. Balaam was punished for being a Gentile who loathed the Jews and practiced sorcery. This is clearly not the story of Jesus Christ. Therefore, the statements of Christians who believe that Balaam is a Talmudic reference to Christ are null and void. Now, we have a quote from the Talmud that the Christians used to suggest that the Talmudic Jews are saying that Jesus is being punished in boiling semen in hell. Christians will conveniently forget that Jesus is the Jewish Messiah, not the Gentiles' Messiah, who is Satan. Here we read about Balaam's punishment, followed by Satan's punishment in hell. As mentioned earlier, Balaam is not Jesus, and the name or term Yeshua is a derogatory term for Satan, meaning, may Satan's name and memory be blotted out. Talmud Gittin 56b through 57a reads, On Kolos bar Kolonikos called up Balaam from the dead. On Kolos asked, Who is honored in that world? Balaam replied, Israel. On Kolos asked, What is your punishment? Balaam answered, In boiling semen. The Talmud claims that all souls of non-Jews are filthy and impure, and that all non-Jewish souls are sent to eternal punishment as they belong to Satan, the creator of Gentiles and the enemy of the Jews. This sounds the same as Christian threats of eternal punishment, as truth be known, and contrary to common knowledge among the deluded, the Jews, the Talmud, the Bible, and Christianity are inseparable. In the next quote from the Talmud, a strong misunderstanding takes place to the deluded Christians due to a lack of knowledge. In this case, Yeshua is being applied to Satan in a very derogatory way. It is Satan that was cursed by this remark and not the Nazarene. As you will see, according to Christian Jewish mythology, Christ was resurrected, not sent to burn in boiling excrement in hell. Onkelos called up Yeshu from the dead. Onkelos asked, Who is honored in that world? Yeshu replied, Israel. Onkelos asked, What is your punishment? Yeshu answered, In boiling excrement. As the Master said, Whoever mocks the words of the sages is punished in boiling excrement. It is so obvious at this point that the Talmud is not blaspheming Christ, but Satan. Furthermore, in some observations on the attitude of the synagogue towards the apocalyptic eschatological writings, Journal of Biblical Literature, 1922, page 21, number 18, Professor Louis Ginsberg admits, "One may therefore state with absolute certainty that the entire Talmudic Midrashic literature does not know of any nicknames for Jesus or his disciples." That is the verdict. The Talmud is not anti-Christ or anti-Christian in any way. It is anti-idolatrous pagans, not the Christians who believe in the Christian Jewish God of Nazarene. They say they are of YHWH, while the Gentiles are the children of Satan and not the other way around, despite what the members of the Christian identity believe. This in no way applies to Christians or Christianity, but to the non-Jewish races. Those who are cursing themselves with Christian identity need to realize this, and by believing that they are the lost tribe of Israel, and therefore the true Jews, isn't only damning themselves, but all Gentile peoples in a total war against the Gentile spirit. God and the devil are backwards. Satan is the God of the Gentiles, and he loves and adores his creation. He is not the one who deceives all the nations, nor is he a liar or a murderer. Satan is the enemy and adversary of the Jewish people. In the protocols of the learned elders of Zion, the Jews boast, "We shall destroy God." Look at the extent the Jews have gone toward separating Gentiles from Satan. Satan is God. The Jews have also stated that the Gentiles shit before their God. This is a reference to how the Jews have demonized Satan, to the point that Gentiles are so afraid of him that they continue to curse and bind him and want to keep away from him at all costs. In closing, every Gentile has every reason to hate the Jewish people with a seething passion. Just because it turns out that the Jews do not mock the Christian God doesn't mean they should be forgiven for mass murdering Gentiles or for destroying our pagan libraries that contain very clear instructions from our pagan gods for how to achieve immortality and replacing it with Jewish filth, distractions, and totally bogus religions such as Christianity that prepare us for accepting the Jews as our masters, which is the theme of the New Testament just as much as the Old Testament. This sermon is an open letter and wake-up call for all Gentiles. The truth about Christianity is that the very first Christians were Jewish, and the very last remnant of Christians will also be Jewish. As for the Christians who believe that non-Jewish Christians are the chosen of Yahweh, they are damning their own souls and are spreading their toxicity to the rest of humanity, non-Jews. We need to stand united and empower our souls, leaving no other option for the Jews than for them to get with the pogrom. Simeon Hardison, FOL 56-D. When the Messiah comes, every Jew will have 2,800 slaves. Can you hear the references? The Christ Conspiracy, The Greatest Story Ever Sold by Acharya S. And Who is Jesus? Fingerprints of the Christ by D.M. Murdoch. The Sons of God, Krishna, Buddha, and Christ, unveiled by Acharya S. And Bible News 1.com, a website from a Christian Jewish perspective, but explains that Balaam was not a Jew.